This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Matt Bruce, with our news from tonight for tomorrow and all that good stuff because we broadcast it. And by the way, when we came on the air earlier this morning, Joe Biden made a major announcement from Japan. We're going to get into that in a minute. But anyway, we're broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Everybody that's working on the Third Watch, we remember you, too. And whatever you're doing to keep America rolling along, thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social now. That's Donald Trump's website. As Captain, it says at Captain's America. And you'll also be able to hear us and see all different things on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com up in the Florida Panhandle, where it's a balmy, I don't know what, but it's warm down here, it's none other than Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Is it warm up there?
It's wet up here.
Wet. So you're getting rain.
I'll leave rain. They're going to get rain all week. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we got 80 degrees down here. No rain yet.
Yeah. It's going north from here, so I don't think you're going to see what we're getting. But it's going to be wet in the Panhandle for a while.
Okay. It's been 80 degrees plus all night long here. How about that? Oh, well. Summertime is here.
Getting to be about that time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm thinking hurricanes, too. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great United States of America was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, we've got to get to this because this is Joe Biden about 2 hours ago. And he absolutely set the world on fire with this one. So here we go.
Very quickly, you didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Time out. Red flag. What in the hell? and then he came in. I was going to play the rest of it, but I don't need to. Then he came in and he said, we are all for a one China policy. Well, if you're going to defend Taiwan, that has nothing to do with the one China policy, unless I read something wrong here.
Yeah, the only thing he's telegraphing is that he is truly challenged when it comes to his mental capacity at this point.
Wow.
One, you never, ever, ever telegraph what you're going to do militarily.
Nope.
You have to speak a little bit more diplomatic than that. If in fact you were going to put American lives on the line and defending a nation that you've promised to defend, you need to be more strategic than to just come out and say, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to know what your foreign policy is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one China policy, well, that's absolutely in contradiction to what he just said.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know who's loading the teleprompter for him or who's writing his responses, but whoever that committee is, that's who's running the country right now, because this guy certainly isn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's a terrible thing to watch on the national, the worldwide stage. You had to believe when he said that the Japanese mouths hit the floor.
Everybody in that theater.
Yep.
Even the Australians, because they would be sucked into a battle like that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in the Pacific theater had to have gone, what did he just say?
That includes India, by the way. India was there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, this puts them all in the crosshairs when the United States president says something like that. That's a commitment. The man just made a commitment on the global stage that they would put American lives in harm's way if China went after Taiwan. If China decides to call the bluff now, what choice do we have?
Yeah. Yep. That's
you
the
know,
bad
so
part.
Democrats, who used to be the party of we don't want to go to war, remember Code Pink and all those other people who were saber-rattling every single day during the beginning of the Afghan War?
Mm-hmm.
And those were people that actually harbored al-Qaeda, that took down the towers.
Yep.
You know, the party that used to be anti-war, you've got to remember this the next time you go to the polls, because the person you put into office just threw down the gauntlet to communist China, who really doesn't give a damn about human life.
Mm-mm. Nope. And I'll tell you what, it's really... really a mess that we've got, and that's the understatement of the year. But this guy's got to go, and if he can't go by way of the the normal means, then they're going to have to Article 25 him or something, because this isn't right, and he definitely put us at risk yesterday. Hold the fort there, Frank. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Frank Salvato, too, from Underground USA. Go to his website, undergroundusa.com, and check it out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite And for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cami, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. By the way, I will be at the Moss Nissan store next weekend up in Newport Richey, and we're going to have the game truck there again. We're going to have free food. It's a great family event. Come on out and play. All get the kids involved in playing the games while you take a look at one of those nice, shiny new vehicles up there. And who knows, you might find something you like, and it might be the right price for you, too, because right now your used car is worth a lot more money than what it was before all this stuff started. Now, I will tell you that Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. I know I've worked with a lot of dealers, and these are the best of the best. Now, it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection either. They got about 500 of them sitting there at any time. Take your pick of what you want. New, used, partly used, somewhat used, whatever you want. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Nissan locations are up in Crystal River, the flagship store at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Stop by and say hi to Sean, tell him the captain sent you, and watch and see what happens to your deal. Now, Nissan and Acura also located on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the brand new Moss Nissan is going to open in July up in Brooksville, Florida on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Now, you can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, Moss, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. That's their motto. See you there. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Got to bring this up. I had a lot of people, and over the weekend I heard from some folks down on the border saying, thank you for helping us out here. Title 42, the judge decided this, decided that. Well, not so fast, because Biden and his cronies are threatening about doing a walk around. Tell us about that.
Well, it's, you have to assume. And just because one judge said you can't doesn't mean they won't shop for another judge that says you can. This will eventually end up at the Supreme Court if it gets that far before his term ends. That's how long they can keep this thing walking.
Mm-hmm.
That said, when has the Biden administration ever followed the law?
Good question.
They find workarounds for everything. They may just say that they haven't dropped 42, but instruct their people not to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a track record of actually selectively enforcing the law when a law may not lend to their agenda. So I don't put it past them to do it in this instance either. They thumb their nose at the courts. I mean, that's the whole movement behind packing the courts. They didn't like a decision the Supreme Court makes. They want to add more justices. Doesn't matter what the courts say. They'll do anything in order to get their agenda through. That's the win-at-all-cost, slash-and-burn, Clintonian, Alinsky tactics that the left is using today. Mm-hmm. Anything to win, it doesn't matter what the law says. And as long as you've got a hypocritical, duplicitous judicial system, they're going to get away with it.
Yep. Unfortunately, you're right, and it's a shame. By the way, Americans are continuing to worry about inflation and the economy. A lot of people are taking care, you know, like they're keeping, for example, cars. They're keeping their older car. They're fixing it up. They're putting money into it, painting it, doing whatever they need to do. But they are, in fact, making things better. They're taking their houses, and instead of buying a new air conditioner, they're fixing the one they got. They're painting their homes. They're reinsulating and this, that, and the other to try to save some money with electricity. A lot of stuff going on.
You wouldn't have been able to even divine that as a reality if you were to listen to Biden's economic advisor over the weekend on the Talking Head shows.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that we have such a resilient rebound and our economy is recovering in such a great fashion, so strong that we are positioned to have the greatest economy ever. And this is the stock answer to questions about the economy and how the people are hurting.
Yeah.
Gas prices, food prices,
yep.
Raw material prices,
yep.
Fertilizer prices for the farmers.
Yep.
And all he could say was, we're positioned for a fantastic economy with the strongest rebound and recovery ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they see this. They don't understand that people are hurting. They don't understand that money doesn't go as far as it went. They don't understand that businesses are going under because of their policies.
Mm-hmm.
They just believe what they want to hear.
By the way, a friend of mine who is a fruit grower up in upstate New York near where I was from, they usually pay about $2,500 to $2,700 a year for fertilizer. This year, the same fertilizer, $9,000.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse, not so much because of the shortage in fertilizer, but because of the diesel fuel cost for the trucks that bring the stuff in.
Yep. What do you think that's going to do to the price of fruits and vegetables?
It's going to go up.
Yep.
We have not seen the end of the price hikes yet.
No, sir.
And they're not, pardon me, they're not Putin price hikes, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way they just keep saying that over and over and over as if sooner or later we're just going to swallow it and say it's because of Putin. No one believes it. No, everybody is getting more aggravated with their insistence that that's what it is, too.
Yep, the people I know are getting really upset about that. And I'll tell you what, anybody that's buying that, they're stupid.
No, that's going to be that 27% that thinks the country's going in the right direction and Biden's doing a great job.
Well,
I don't know who these idiots are.
Yeah.
Those people are the reason that the framers said you should be a landowner in order to vote.
Mm-hmm. And I'll go, yeah, you are right about that when a landowner, but I was going to say, I'll go one better. You should have to be able to show that you're an American citizen and maybe you know how to read, write, and add, subtract, and multiply. Jeez.
No, at this point, I'll go taxpayer.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got skin in the game and you're actually fueling the engine to this country, then maybe you should vote. If you're getting a free ride, I think you should count your blessings and shut up.
Yeah. Now, we've got some big money deals going down up in Georgia right now. Jobs are in the mix. First of all, Hyundai is investing $5.5 billion in a Georgia plant to build electric vehicles. But over on the other side of Georgia, there's a battery company that's investing several billion dollars over near the water, over near Savannah, the port city over there, to build the batteries.
I like to remind people about the fact that these vehicles have to be charged.
Yes.
And unless we're going to actually super reinforce and supercharge our electrical grid and infrastructure, we are setting ourselves up for a disaster. Mm. Because unless we have some kind of miracle energy production wizard that could come down from the clouds and give us the energy that needs to be produced today via fossil fuels, the industry that this administration is crippling, there's no way we can charge all these cars.
I got
not only that, the environmentalists that are saying that we got to go EV, it costs more in economic ecological damage to employ one of these cars than it does to actually use a combustion engine.
Yep, I got one for you.
The way they have to make them, the way they have to fuel them, the way they have to create the fuel to fuel them, the way they have to mine the batteries, they have to do with the batteries after the battery dies.
My neighbor, who just bought a new $40,000 stripped-down version of the Tesla, it took him 21 hours and two full charges to get to Atlanta.
It's not ready yet.
Nope.
I don't mind the idea of an electric car. I don't mind the idea of a hydroelectric car. I love all of these ideas. And when they're feasible and they're cost effective, I'll jump all over it. But it's not time yet.
Yep. Well, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hang in there. We're just getting started, folks. I'm getting Frank wound up here. We're just getting started. Wait till you hear what I talk about when we come back. Holy smokes. Want to fly in an airplane? Maybe not after I get done telling you what's about to happen.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The baby formula shortage was known to the Biden administration back in February, and now that it's become a crisis, shipments from outside the country are being imported. Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deas, on CNN over the weekend.
Well, because of the actions that we're taking right now, we're going to see more formula coming off factory lines and more formula in stores starting as early as this week. There is a flight that left last night from Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany full of formula that will land in Indiana this morning. Just in that plane flight alone, that will cover about 15% of the overall national volume that we need for that.
President Biden announced Monday from Asia he would be willing to use American forces to defend Taiwan from Chinese aggression.
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Biden made the comment in Tokyo. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, those of you that know me know that I have a problem that I have to take the Relief Factor for. It's either that or prescription drugs, and I don't want to take the prescription drugs, so I'm taking Relief Factor instead. Now, the reason I'm taking it is because of what's in it and what works. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 are what's in this 100% drug-free product, and it helps your body's natural response to inflammation by keeping the swelling down. It also will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going. And in my case, I have that problem. Last week, it was really, really painful for me to be walking around, but it was okay. I mean, I took some extra leave, and when it kicked in, I was fine. So there you go. Because it will go right to the source of the pain and do what it's supposed to. Get rid of it. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You can go over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and that'll get you the $19.95 3-week quick start. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Anytime and always, sir.
All right. Now, I teased something on the way out, and I'm going to read the headline, and then we'll explain it. Facing a pilot shortage, airlines consider reducing required training hours. Now, this story is from the Business Insider, and it mentions some airlines in here and what they're doing. As recently as May 13th, Alaska Airlines apologized in a YouTube video for continued flight cancellations that have been plaguing the carrier for about a year, saying that it's got a ripple effect with other things. The Seattle-based carrier is just one example of airlines struggling to find enough pilots. And in order to deal with that, they are considering changing the long-standing requirements to get more pilots flying sooner, like nixing their degree requirements, college degrees, dropping the mandatory hours of night flight hours training that they needed to be hired, and increasing the pilot qualified candidates that way. They thought those things would work out and help them. That makes sense to me. I don't really see why you have to have a college degree to fly a plane. I've known many people that have come right out of the corn lots, crop dusting, there's a good example, crop dusting, and they can fly as good or better than some of these guys in these fighter jets.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna disparage anybody's ability to fly. I don't believe a 4-year degree today means a whole hell of a lot, unless you're going into medicine or the law, or you want to be a scientist. Any of the other degrees, the liberal arts degrees, are really just exercises in indoctrination.
Waste of money, my friend. Waste of money.
Mm. Yeah, but, you know, that said, I don't know a lot of airline pilots who haven't come out of the military, actually having got military training, which, when it comes to flying airplanes, is probably the best training you can get.
Mm-hmm.
So the question here is whether the free market is going to see these airlines actually survive. When the general public starts hearing things like this, they tend to get a little squeamish and they go with other airlines. Now, this brings up a larger point. If the airlines weren't so subsidized by the federal government, perhaps there wouldn't be as many airlines and there wouldn't be a problem with the pilot numbers, because true and honest free market competition would have seen some of these smaller airlines go by the wayside because of bad management, mm-hmm. not because of a lack of customer base or a lack of service.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when the airlines can always go to Congress and say, we need another bailout, so the Federal Reserve prints more money to give to Congress, to give to the airlines, That perverts the free market system. Mm-hmm. So where bad companies or companies that should be extinct or companies with managements that are corrupt can continue to exist. That's why the honest competition hasn't pushed quality and with lower prices and better service to the top of the pile.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I feel for a small airline that's trying to do its best, not being able to get good pilots because other bigger airlines are able to pay pilots with subsidized money from the government,
mm-hmm.
until they stand up and say, this has got to stop, so there's a level playing field, and we don't have to feed from the government feed trough with subsidies, it's going to continue to happen.
Well, so,
you know, uh-huh. You can't take with one hand and then say you want it to be done differently.
Well, Delta, American, United, and the smaller regional carrier Republic Airways for Delta are all doing the same thing, backing things up a little bit.
No, you can't tell me there's not a lot of people out there who wouldn't like to be pilots.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start looking at the federal regulations that are implied to the airline industry and see where government intervention has made it impossible to have pilots, mm-hmm. in the numbers that we need. And then we can whittle those away, and maybe getting government out of the way might be able to make things happen.
Now,
but again, mm-hmm. until you get rid of government subsidies of the airlines, and government injects itself into the private sector as it does in the airline industry,
mm-hmm.
then this is going to continue to happen.
Now, according to this article in Business Insider, and then I'll get rid of this, they say that all of these airlines also have asked for permission to hire pilots out of their training academy when they've reached 750 flight hours, which is more than what it used to be.
Well, if they have a training academy and they have an in-house training program, then they qualify,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, then why not? Mm-hmm. Again, what you're talking about is government regulation that says there's an arbitrary number that says this person learned everything that he needs to learn or she needs to learn. If the proficiency of the pilot is there at 400 hours,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to pass a certification to satisfy the requirements for performance, then that should be what it is. Mm-hmm. But when government sets regulatory standards and inserts itself into the private sector, you get this kind of garbage. Mm-hmm. Government needs to get out of the way in just about every facet of the private sector today.
Okay, we need to light up our audience a little bit and wake them up, because if they want to get back to the America that we remember under Donald Trump, and the great gas prices and the great standards of living that we all had, and the money that we were stuffing in our banks because we had money to stuff, then they need to get out, and they need to vote in droves come November, and they need to vote for as many of the guys on the red side, the right side of the aisle, guys and gals, as they can, because that's the only way we're going to do this clean freaking house of everybody that got us into this mess.
No, I don't disagree with you. I think the choice is demonstrably different. I don't see it as a right versus left choice. I see it as a choice between sovereignty and globalism. If you are voting for the status quo, whether it's the establishment Republicans in the Republican Party who have been there for a million years, or the fascists on the left, then you are marching down the road to ceding all of your freedoms to globalism within 20 years. If you vote for the people, if you put the establishment out, the deep state establishment on both sides of the aisle out, and demand that the people you put into federal office start dismantling the giant machine and demand that they start setting it up so the states could take back the power that they were given under the U.S. Constitution, then you are voting for sovereignty. So the choice is clear to me. You vote for the status quo, and you are eventually going to be ceding your rights to a global organization that is not elected, and then freedom is done as we know it. But if you vote to make sure that the federal government is neutered, leashed, and that they get back to constitutionalism, where the states are the government that affect you the most, and you're voting for sovereignty and the continuation of the United States.
Frank, thank you very much. We'll talk to you on Friday. Have yourself a great day up there, and stay dry.
I'll try.
All right. Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. I'll be right back with the sports quarterback.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Patrick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Well, they didn't exactly have a hat trick yesterday at Amalie Arena, but they came close. It was a good day for the Tampa Bay Lightning as they beat them stinking Panthers by a score of, let's see, 5-1, I do believe. And with that, more information is Mr. Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. And you are correct, Captain. The Tampa Bay Lightning commanding 5-1 victory and now commanding 3-0 lead. So they have done the hat trick 3 in a row. So, man, they could sweep them, which nobody would have thought. I mean, Florida Panthers.
Excuse me. Time out. Excuse me. Who thought they?
You were hoping for it.
That's
you didn't
right.
Think it would happen.
No, I was hoping for it, but I did come out and say so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. We shall see. Can they do it, Ben? It's going to be very interesting. And then also, you know, who are they going to play? That'll be the next issue. And I think it's probably going to be the Rangers the way they're looking right now. So,
going to be the who?
The Rangers, New York Rangers.
Oh, boy. Oh, I love it. I love it. What a goal. That'd be great.
Yeah, Carolina is leading the series 2-1. But the way the Rangers played yesterday and the way they came back to the Penguins, I just have a feeling they might pull it off. But we'll see. It's either going to be... You know, the Lightning, I think the Lightning now, it's going to be very difficult for the Panthers to win 4 in a row. So the Lightning, well, they don't get complacent. That would be the worst thing that could happen. Should win the series now. And then they'll take on the Hurricanes or the Rangers. And I have to give a shout-out to the St. Louis Blues. They're hanging in there against the Avalanche, who's a very good team this year. They're going to be tough. That's who, if they play them in the finals that the Lightning can take care of the Hurricanes and the Rangers that play, I believe, the Avalanche, unless the Oilers can find a way to win. Then you'll have a whole, Canada will not be in the Stanley Cup again, which, you know, the old timers don't like that. They like to see the Canadian teams in there, but, we shall see what happens. And then the NBA, Golden State Warriors looked good yesterday. So I want to shout out to them and give them credit for everything they've been doing. And I'll tell you what was pretty interesting yesterday, Captain. Justin Thomas comes back from 7 strokes down to win the PGA Championship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came back straight as an arrow Saturday and Sunday. Did well and grinded it out. So God bless Justin Thomas. I'm happy for his victory. And it was an exciting tournament, Captain. They went into a playoff at the end of it, a three-hole playoff. And, Thomas came out ahead. And this kid, Will Zalatoris, has just been playing some great golf. So if this didn't, break his spirit, he will definitely be a contender here in the future.
By the way, say good morning to George the Godfather.
Hey, good morning, George.
He's got a little bit more metal on him these days. He's walking around with a knee brace.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Boy, that's no fun. I offered him my boot cast.
There you go. And he just out the motorcycle, too.
Yeah.
Call my motorcycle buddies, man. When you're not feeling good, please don't ride. Don't want to see you get hurt, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about motorcycles and speed, how about this guy, Dixon, Captain? Indy 500, second fastest time in history. He'll be on the pole next Monday, Memorial Day. And, that'll be something we'll talk about next Monday, Memorial Day. But remember a lot of things. Juwan Howard, Captain, he declined to interview with the Los Angeles Lakers. They have a good coaching job opportunity now.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to do it. He's a Michigan college coach. So, and then there was a great Ryan Blaney. He wins the 2022 All-Star Race at Texas Motor Speedway. What a great effort by him and his whole team. Nice $1 million prize for that. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, they had a big wreck towards the end, too.
Yeah. He won on the final caution. Yes, sir, Captain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like to see that happen. The old saying, don't mind them bumping, and swapping paint, that's racing, but in these accidents, we don't need that to occur by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of people remember this young man, Clowney, great defensive player. He's going to return to the Browns for a one-year deal to see what they can do up there in Cleveland for our Cleveland Brown fans. So it's some interesting news for them. See if he can make an impact and get that team in line. Yeah, USFL football's been kind of grinding it out, Captain. See if that turns into a league that's supplemental to the NFL. So that's pretty much up to date in the sports world. Also don't want to forget the Preakness was a great race Saturday. Good old Pimlico. Shout out to, the horses that ran in that and that didn't win it, run in the Kentucky Derby. I would have liked to see Rick Strike in that race. But
why are they doing that? Why are they not automatically running the Kentucky Derby winner in the Preakness? Is it because of the track?
Yeah, they just felt that, it'd be better for him not to run in this race. It's a hair shorter than Kentucky Derby, and he's a closing horse, so that was the rationale. But
be the triple winner if you don't run in three races.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
That used to mean a lot of money to people.
Yeah, I mean, these guys have millions, but, just to say that your horse won the Triple Crown, I mean, that to me, early voting. That's another thing. He didn't win, great horse, the five who won early voting. But he didn't run in the Kentucky Derby. Did that give him an advantage? You know, I'd say it does. You know, more rested. Because it takes a toll on any type of athlete or horse or the jockey who's running them. So I wish they would.
When does football training camp start?
Oh, mid-July, Captain. So we're about a month and a few weeks away. So,
okay,
yeah,
well, I saw a couple of pretty well-built black NFL Tampa Bay Bucks guys. I think they were running over here yesterday after you left, because I went over to the McDonald's, and they were coming down the street from the direction of the stadium, and then they made a left and went, they must have gone a couple blocks over and back up to the stadium, I'm just guessing. Because isn't that where their training area is?
It's not too far, but a lot of the athletes live in the West Shore area, so they're probably just, you know, running, you know, there in the Tampa Bay, Kennedy, and West Shore area, and that's probably very, very likely could have been. A lot of athletes stay here year-round. They'll play for the Bucks and other sports, too, and train. So, well, I see my time's almost up, Captain, so I'll just let the folks know if I can help them out with any insurance needs. Please, don't hesitate to give me a call. Get a second set of eyes to help you out with your insurances. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by giving me a call at 813-966-1052. Let's see if we can save you some money and design a plan that fits your needs to the best of your ability. Get you what you want. I mean, that's what we all strive for, choices and getting what we want on anything in life. Let me do that for you and your insurance needs. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain, and I'll talk to you Wednesday, sir.
All right, thank you very much. That's Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback, the insurance quarterback as well, and 813-966-1102. Now, just got an update here. The White House has walked back the statement made by Joe Biden on Taiwan. The statement that Biden made earlier that got everybody going was in a major policy shift. Biden says the U.S. would intervene with the military to defend Taiwan. That's what he said. We would defend them. Now, the walk back statement from the White House has already, White House has issued a clarification on Biden and Taiwan, stating that Taiwan will have to defend themselves. They'll have to defend themselves. So that's the difference. And that got walked back. It took 2 hours to get it out there and 2 hours to walk it back. How about that? So somebody was awake at the White House. All right. We'll be back tonight with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you like what you hear, tell a friend. If you don't, well, too bad, so sad. God bless America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.